Hello, this is Chris Farmer from CorporateCoachGroup.com. Welcome to the podcast. The theme for this one is six fundamental management skills. Six fundamental management skills. There is a set of six fundamental management skills. These are skills that are needed by anyone who wants to succeed in their role as a manager or a team leader. Many managers and team leaders evolve into their role over time. For example, Sam joined the organization years ago in a particular role and in a certain department. As the time passed, the organization grew, and so did the department. It used to be just two people in the department, and now there are 10 people in the same department. These 10 people need a team leader manager, and Sam seems to be the best choice for the job. So now Sam is expected to manage and lead the team, but Sam has never had any training relating to how to be an effective leader manager. Maybe you're in the same position as Sam. You need specialized training in fundamental management skills. You don't need an MBA. You don't want to go to college. You just want some practical guidance on how to manage the team on a day-to-day basis in order to get the best performance from the team. You just want a framework of fundamental, basic, practical ideas that will serve as a mental guide to successful action as a team manager. What are the fundamental management skills? There are six major categories of management skills, and here they are. 1. Setting and achieving specific goals. 2. Good communication skills with an emphasis on the accurate use of language. 3. Good planning skills with an emphasis on proper prioritization and delegation. 4. Good conflict management skills with an emphasis on how to manage performance issues. 5. Good self-management skills with an emphasis on the development of self-motivation and self-confidence. 6. Good leadership skills with an emphasis on the ability to inspire people to give their best efforts and to cooperate together as a team. Each of these six fundamental management skills has numerous subsets. Each of these topics is a study in itself, but every manager needs to know the fundamental skills corresponding to each of the six. If you have any one of these skills as a weakness or a flaw in your management performance, then you will be risking failure. You must know all six. If you have any gaps in your knowledge and you are missing any one of the six, then you may fail. Let's look at them one at a time. 1. Setting and achieving specific goals. Question: what would happen to the person who did not set specific goals, but rather set vague, generalized, and open-ended, non-specific goals? Answer: this person would fail to achieve their targets and would therefore fail as a manager. If you are a manager, you need to know how to set and achieve specific goals. 2. Good communication skills with an emphasis on the accurate use of language. Question: what would happen to the manager who did not use specific language, but instead used vague, ambiguous, and unclear language? Answer: his or her message would be misinterpreted, and this would cause errors in performance. So that person would fail as a manager. If you are a manager, then you need to know how to speak and write clearly. 3. Good planning skills with the emphasis on prioritization and delegation. Question: what would happen to the manager who did not plan ahead very well, or who did not prioritize well, or did not delegate well? Answer: he or she would soon be in a perpetual state of crisis and chaos. This person would fail as the manager. If you are a manager, then you need to know how to plan ahead, prioritize, and delegate effectively. 4. Good conflict management skills with an emphasis on how to manage poor performance issues. Question: What would happen to the manager who did not handle poor performance and conflict issues very well? He either did not say anything or he went in with all guns blazing. Answer: the ineffective conflict manager would make a bad situation even worse, because mishandling conflict causes an increase in bad feeling in the team and would put the team into a state of crisis. This person would therefore fail as a manager. So if you are a manager, you need to know how to handle conflicts according to the logical principles, not by emotion. 5. Good self-management with an emphasis on the development of self-motivation and self-confidence. Question: what would happen to the manager who did not have sufficient degree of self-confidence and self-motivation? Answer: such a person would have no chance whatever of motivating the others. If you cannot even motivate yourself, then you won't be able to motivate other people. If you are a manager, you need to know how to develop a sufficient degree of self-control and self-motivation. 6. Good leadership skills with an emphasis on the ability to inspire other people to give their best efforts and to cooperate together as a team. Question: what would happen to the manager who had no ability to inspire others to give their best performance, or who could not induce the team to work cooperatively together to achieve their goals? Answer: such a person would have no chance whatever of succeeding as a manager or team leader, because the essence of management is the ability to inspire the best performance from the team. If you are a manager, you need to know how to induce the team to work cooperatively in order to achieve their goals. Summary of the fundamental management skills: 1. Goal setting. 2. Accurate language. 3. Proper planning. 4. Conflict management. 5. Self-motivation. 6. The inspiration of a cooperative effort. Thank you. This is Chris from CorporateCoachGroup.com signing out. Okay, okie dokie.